Today's the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhat Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And it's 2 days after our Holy Name festivals, which were really quite wonderful. The weather was unfavorable, and right now it's still the same. Extraordinarily bleak, cold, rainy weather, but good for chanting Hare Krishna. And I think that many of the kirtans were put up on the podcast, and if you notice that I'm hoarse, well, that's one of the reasons. On the appearance day, disappearance day of Vaishnavas, one of the many festivals of our Vaishnav calendar, actually, considering all of the great Vaishnavas, the Lord's pastimes, as well as those of his incarnations, every single day is a festival. We just celebrate the major ones. However, we shouldn't neglect on these important days to recall the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, especially those of the devotees. Krishna's pastimes are Krishna's. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're meant to hear them and think of them for our purification. But the pastimes of Krishna's associates are examples that we can also all follow. And therefore, on these days, we should think, what is the example that we can draw from these devotees' lives that we can also follow? Of course, they're eternally liberated souls, extraordinary personalities, and we cannot imitate their behavior. But still, from Raghunath Das Goswami, we should learn the example of renunciation and detachment. Some time back, I had already spoken about detachment and its integral value to the practice of Krishna consciousness. Vairagya Vidyara Nijabhakti Yoga. Whatever our ashram, there's a suitable detachment practice for us. And aside from that, in general, there are common acts of renunciation that are to be followed by all Vaishnavas. Ekadasi, which we have just broken, is meant to be followed by all Vaishnavas. Vows such as Kartik Vrata, Janmashtami, and so on, we all follow. And then, of course, common values and vows such as the four regulative principles, the chanting of 16 rounds, and preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to others. So Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation was so austere, so difficult. We may not be able to do what he was doing, drinking just every alternate day a little buttermilk. But still, we should see that he's there to inspire us and guide us on the path of detached devotion. Otherwise, if we do not practice a suitable amount of detachment, then the ingrained enjoying propensity, which is in all of us, will contaminate our devotional practices, and pure devotional service will remain far away. We'll be karma yogis, we'll be fruitive devotees, but not pure devotees. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was known for his extraordinary ability to chant and recite Srimad Bhagavatam. For us, we know that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is our vow, is our practice, the constant recitation and service to Srimad Bhagavatam. We should make Srimad Bhagavatam part of our lives. It should not ever be separated from us. We should hear it daily. We should recite it daily, at least one verse, which is what ISKCON's practice is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And then, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost praman. We revere it amongst all other forms of evidence. Just right now, as I'm writing on Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes, I was reading one reference book in which it was said that Dhruva Maharaj had seven other brothers, but Srimad Bhagavatam said that there were two of them. There was just Dhruva and Uttama. So if Srimad Bhagavatam says there were two brothers, then there were two, and even if some other reference says there are eight altogether, still Bhagavatam says two. And addition to that, there's another very interesting aspect of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's life that's instructive for us, that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was Tapa Mishra's son, and he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, listen, your father and mother are Vaishnavas. You're the only son in their old age who will take care of them. Therefore, you take care of them, and when they leave their bodies, then you can come and join. So Lord Chaitanya, although he could have profited from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's association and joining his mission, still he saw that it was important that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami take care of his elderly Vaishnava parents. And that's something that also we should take lesson from. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the authorized biographer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he personally never saw or met Lord Chaitanya, still by hearing from others, he became so qualified that he was requested to compile the pastimes of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada said that writing transcendental literature is the business of sannyasis, of devotees, of those who are followers of Rupa Goswami, and particularly those who are also his followers. Therefore, devotees should always write. We should learn that from Krishnadas Kaviraj, who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. Those are the two main books that he penned. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also showed us that devotees should remain very chaste to the Lord and the teachings of our parampara, and not tolerate any type of criticism or blasphemy, even if it comes from family members. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's elder brother criticized Lord Nityananda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami left for Vrindavan. He left his family. In the same way that Advaita Acharya rejected half of his family for criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same thing for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We should not tolerate blasphemy of our original spiritual family and the representatives of our spiritual lineage. We should rather remain in the association of pure Vaishnavas, strictly follow the practices of Krishna consciousness, and today pray to Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that some of these wonderful characteristics which they have displayed and personified, which have remained through Vaishnava tradition and history for us to now follow, be actually manifest within us, so that the Krishna consciousness movement, which is the fruit of their mission, the spreading of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around the world, accessible to everyone around the world, be successful. And that is what success really means, that we not only give Krishna consciousness to others, but practice it in our own lives. Apani achari kuri apachar. Preach and practice what we preach, so that the example of pure Vaishnavism is there to inspire all who hear its message. Take a moment out to pray to these personalities and remember throughout the day their wonderful examples and teachings. Hare Krishna.